ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3, द स्टेटस क्वो, चैप्टर 15, डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द किंगडम ऑफ गॉड, पार्ट 4, वर्सेस 37 थ्रू 45, A description of Narayan. Lord Brahma said,
at that very moment, the Lord, who is called Padmanabha because of the lotus grown from his navel, and who is the delight of the righteous, learned about the insult offered by his own servants to the four saints, the Kumaras. Accompanied by his spouse, the goddess of fortune, Lord Narayana went to the spot on those very feet sought for by recluses and great sages. The four sages, headed by Sanaka Rishi, saw that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who was formerly visible only within their hearts in ecstatic trance, had now actually become visible to their very eyes. As Lord Vishnu came forward, accompanied by his own associates, bearing all kinds of paraphernalia, such as an umbrella and chamara fan, the white bunches of hair moved very gently, just like two swans. And due to that favorable breeze, the pearls garlanding the umbrella also moved, like drops of nectar falling from the white full moon, or ice melting due to a gust of wind. Lord Narayan is the reservoir of all pleasure. Padmanabha's auspicious presence is meant for everyone's benediction, and his affectionate smiling and glancing touch the core of the heart. Lord Vishnu's beautiful bodily color is blackish, and his broad chest is the resting place of the goddess of fortune. Goddess Sri glorifies the entire spiritual world, which is the summit of all heavenly planets. Thus it appeared that Lord Padmanabha was personally spreading the beauty and good fortune of the spiritual world. Narayana was adorned with a girdle, which shone brightly on the yellow cloth covering his large hips, and he wore a garland of fresh flowers, which was distinguished by humming bees. Padmanabha's lovely wrists were graced with bracelets, and he rested one of his hands on the shoulder of Garuda, his carrier, and twirled a lotus with another hand. Vishnu's countenance was distinguished by cheeks which enhanced the beauty of his alligator-shaped pendants, which outshone lightning. Narayana's nose was prominent, and his head was covered with a gem-studded crown. A charming necklace hung between his stout arms, and his neck was adorned with the gem known by the name Kaustubha. The exquisite beauty of Lord Narayana, being many times magnified by the intelligence of his own devotees, was so attractive that it defeated the pride of the goddess of fortune in being the most beautiful. My dear demigods, the Lord, who thus manifested himself, is worshipable by me, by Lord Shiva, and by all of you. The four Kumara sages regarded Lord Padmanabha with unsated, unsatisfied eyes, and they joyously bowed their heads at his lotus feet. Tasyaravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Antargata sva divarena chakara teshang, sang shobham akshara jusham api chitta tanvaha. When the breeze carrying the aroma of tulasi leaves from the toes of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead entered the nostrils of those four sages, the four Kumaras experienced a change, both in body and in mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. Lord Narayana's beautiful face appeared to the four Kumaras like the inside of a blue lotus, and Vishnu's smile appeared to be a blossoming jasmine flower. And after seeing the face of Lord Padmanabha, the sages were fully satisfied, and when the four Kumaras wanted to see him further, they looked upon the nails of Vishnu's lotus feet, which resembled rubies. Thus, the four Kumaras viewed Lord Narayana's transcendental body again and again, and so they finally achieved meditation on Vishnu's personal feature. And this is the form of the Lord which is meditated upon by the followers of the yoga process, and it is pleasing to the yogis in their meditation. The form of the Lord is not imaginary, but it is factual, as proved by great yogis. The Lord is full in eight kinds of achievement, but for all others, these achievements are not possible in full perfection.
Gopinatha, 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 Amara upaya nahi, tumi kripa kori, amare loile, sansare udara pai. Mayara seve dhanadara sutta kiye che amare kame che re che che jeve Gopinath Gopinath Manaje pagala mora Namani shasana Sada achetana Vishaye roye che gora Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Haraje mene che ami, aneka jatana, hoilo bifala, ekano barasa tu. Gopinath, Gopinath, Kemone hoibe gati, Prabala indriya, Boshi bhukta manna, Nachare vishaya rati. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath.
Bocia Mora Manake Shamia Laho Nijapane Kuti Baby Padagora Gopina Gopina Anapa Deki Amore Tumi Rishikesha Rishika Damiya Tarohe Sanskriti Gore Gopinath 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 Galai Lege Jai Bhaka Kripa Asi Tori Bandana Chegiya Vinode Karoho Dasa Gopinath, 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 Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Goda Hari Goda Hari Goda Hari Nithai Gauranga Goda Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nrisinga Dev Nrisinga Dev
O Lord Gopinatha, I have no means of success, but if you take me, having bestowed your mercy upon me, then I will obtain deliverance from this world. O Gopinatha, I have fallen into the perils of material illusion. Wealth, wife, and sons have surrounded me, and lust has wasted me away. O Gopinatha, my mind is crazy and does not care for any authority. It is always senseless and has remained in the dark pit of worldly affairs. O Gopinath, I have accepted my defeat. All of my various endeavors were useless. Now you are the only hope. O Gopinath, how shall I make any advancement when my mind has come under the control of these powerful senses and it does not abandon its attachment to materialism? O Gopinath, after kindly sitting down in the core of my heart and subduing my mind, please take me to you. In this way, the horrible dangers of this world will disappear. O Gopinath, you are Hrishikesha, Lord of the senses. Now, seeing me so helpless, please control these senses of mine and deliver me from this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath, the noose of materialism has become fixed around my neck. So taking up the sword of your mercy and cutting this bondage, make this bhakti vinod your humble servant.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The Lord could understand that the quarrel between the two doormen and the four sages was taking a different turn, and therefore Krishna instantly came out of his palace and went to the spot to stop further aggravation so that his devotees, the two doormen, might not be vanquished for good. In this episode, we find the word achakshata aksha vishayam, for the Supreme Lord cannot be seen by ordinary eyes. But now, Krishna became visible to the eyesight of the four Kumaras. Another significant word is samadhi bhagyam. Meditators who are very fortunate can see the Vishnu form of the Lord within their hearts by following the yogic process. But to see Krishna face to face is a different matter, for this is only possible for pure devotees. The Kumaras, therefore, upon seeing Lord Padmanabha coming forward with his associates, who were holding an umbrella and a chamara fan, were struck with wonder that they were seeing the Lord face to face. When Lord Narayana came, he was pleased with everyone. Therefore, it is stated herein, Krishna Prasada Sumukham. Lord Vishnu knew that even the offensive doormen were his pure devotees, although by chance they had committed an offense at the feet of other devotees. In this episode, the words Srihaniya Dhamma indicate that Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure because Krishna has all the transcendental qualities. And another feature of this episode is that it openly declares where the Vaikuntha Lokas are situated. They are situated as the summit of all the heavenly planets which are above the sun globe at the upper limit of the universe, and they are known as Satyaloka or Brahmaloka, for the spiritual world is situated beyond the universe. Therefore, it is stated here that the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka, is the summit of all planetary systems. The goddess of fortune is supposed to be the most beautiful sight within the spiritual and material creations of Krishna. Lakshmiji has a sense of being the most beautiful, and yet her beauty was defeated when Lord Padmanabha appeared. In other words, the beauty of the goddess of fortune is secondary in the presence of Krishna. In the words of Vaishnava poets, it is said that Krishna's beauty is so enchanting that it defeats hundreds of thousands of cupids. Therefore, Krishna is called Madana Mohana. It is also described that Krishna sometimes becomes mad after the beauty of Radharani. Poets describe that under those circumstances, although Lord Krishna is Madana Mohana, Krishna becomes Madana Daha, or enchanted by the beauty of Radharani. Actually, Krishna's beauty is super excellent, surpassing even the beauty of Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. The devotees of the Lord in the Vaikuntha planets want to see the Lord as the most beautiful. But the devotees in Gokula or Krishna Loka want to see Radharani as more beautiful than Krishna. The adjustment is that Krishna, being Bhakta Vatsala, or one who wants to please his devotees, assume such features so that devotees like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other demigods may be pleased. Here also, for the devotee sages, the Kumaras, Lord Vishnu appeared in his most beautiful feature, and the four Kumaras continued to see Narayana without satiation and wanted to continue seeing Krishna more and more. Finally, becoming a servitor of the lotus feet of the Lord is better than becoming one with Krishna.
Recorded May 4, 2023, Nrisinga Chaturdashi, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Shri Nrsingha, Jaya Nrsingha, Jaya Jaya Nrsingha. Prakhladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma Ringa. Shri Nrsingha, Jaya Nrsingha, Jaya Jaya Nrsingha. Prakladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa. Shri Nrsingha Jaya Nrsingha, Jaya Jaya Nrsingha. Prakladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa. Shri Nrsingha Jaya Nrsingha, Jaya Jaya Nrsingha. Prakladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa. All glories to Nrsingha Dev, all glories to Nrsingha Dev, who is the Lord of Prakhlad Maharaj, and who is just like a honeybee, always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the goddess of fortune. Prakhlad Hridaya Ladam Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam Sharad Indu Ruchin Vande Parindra Vadanam Harin. Prakhlada Hridaya Ladam Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam Sharad Indu Ruchin Vande Parindra Vadanam Harin. Prakhlada Hridaya Ladam Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam Sharad Indu Ruchin Vande Parindra Vadanam Harin. Let me offer obeisances unto Nrsingha Dev, who is always enlightening Prahlad Maharaj within his heart, and who always kills the nescience which sometimes attacks devotees. Nrsingha Dev's mercy is distributed like moonshine, and Nrsingha Dev's face is like that of a lion. Let me offer my obeisances unto Nrsingha Dev again and again. Bagisha yasya badane Lakshmir yasya cha bakshasi
yasyate hridaye sangvit. Tanga nrisingham aham bhaje. Bhagisha yasya badane. Lakshmir yasya chavakshati. Yasyaste hridaye sangvit. Tanga nrisingham aham bhaje. Bhagisha yasya vadjane, Lakshmir yasya cha vaksasi. Yasyate hridaye sandit, tanrsingham aham bhaje, tanrsingham aham bhaje, tanrsingham aham bhaje.
I worship Lord Nrisingha, within whose mouth reside the great masters of eloquence, upon whose chest resides the goddess of fortune, and within whose heart resides the divine potency of consciousness.
Ugropi anugra evayam. Svabhaktanam hri keshari. Keshariva svabhaktanam. Anyeshaṁ ugra vikramaha. Ugropi anugra evayam. Svabhaktanam hri keshari. Keshariva svakotanam anyeshaṁ ugra vikramaha. Ugropi anugra evayam svabhaktanam ri keshari. Keshariva svakotanam anyeshaṁ ugra vikramaha.
Although very ferocious, the lioness is very kind to her cubs. Similarly, although very ferocious, to non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu, Nrisingadev is very, very soft and kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj.
Ugram Viram Mahavishnu. Svalantam sarvato mukham. Nrisingham vishanam vajram. Mrityur mrityum namamyaham. Ugram viram mahavishnu. Svalantam sarvato mukham. Nrisingham Vishanam Badram Mrityur Mrityum Namamyaham. Ugram Viram Mahavishnu Svalantam Sarvato Mukham. Nrisingham Vishanam Badram Mrityur Mrityum Namamyaham.
I bow down to Lord Narasimha, who is ferocious and heroic like Lord Vishnu. Nrisingadev is burning from every side. Nrisingadev is terrific, auspicious, and the death of death personified.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Mother Hara, please allow me to serve your Lord Krishna. O energy of God, O God, please engage me in your service.
Jaya Nrsimha Dev Jaya, Nrsimha Dev Jaya, Nrsimha Dev Jaya, Nrsimha Dev Jaya, Bhakta Prahlad, Bhakta Prahlad, Bhakta Prahlad Jaya, Bhakta Prahlad Jaya, Gora Nrsimha, Gora Nrsimha, Gora Nrsimha, Gora Nrsimha, Gora Nrsimha.